And we're got both teams back out onto the field here, about ready to get things going here as they get a little bit more loosened up here and ready to go. Just a couple minutes left on the clock here for the halftime intermission before they get things started, and we'll get ready for the second half of play. Remember, Riverside did win the coin toss. They decided to take the football to start the game, so it'll be a Griswold opportunity to try to get back into this one here as they trail just by a point here, 14-13, but they'll have their first crack on offense here in the second half. So we'll see what kind of adjustments here both teams have made. We've seen the kind of game that we expected here so far, with a kind of a rough and tumble, run it straight at you type of attitude here for both of these two teams. And I imagine we're going to see much more of that here in the second half. It's just a matter of who's going to be able to hold up and keep the intensity up the longest. Sometimes a team will wear out playing this style of football, but we'll see who kind of gives way a little bit here in the second half.
Well, we've seen a few drives stopped on fourth downs, but we've not seen any turnovers quite yet here in the football game. Pretty good job so far by these teams. We've seen some close calls, but pretty good job so far by both of these teams controlling and hanging on to that football, not giving anybody else any chances. And that could be one of the things in a close ball game that really makes a difference in the second half, is if somebody makes that critical mistake here in this half. But, you know, Griswold, you know, it's for all practical purposes, you look at it as a tie ball game if you're them, but it's not tied. You miss the extra point. So you do need to come back out and put some points on the board here, and they'd sure like to have a pretty good start here to the second half to get something moving.
Well, Tander Ford is lined up and ready to go here to get things kicked off here in the second half. It's Caleb Schaff and Kenneth Clary back deep, standing at their own 5-yard line here for the Griswold Tigers, ready to get things going here in the second half of play. Griswold will be working from left to right now here as we start here in the second half here at John Reed Field. And the whistle coming in just a moment here from the officials to put the ball back into play to get ready to start this second half. Beautiful night here, a good crowd on hand here for both teams. A lot of fans came over here from Griswold and actually waiting now for some youngsters to in their fun entertainment here at halftime so we can kick things off. And now we do get a boot into it. It's going to be taken here at about the 10-yard line here by the Tigers. It's Caleb Schaff with a return straight up the left side, and he's going to take it out past the 25, past the 30-yard line. Brought down at about the 33, and that'll be the first down at 10 mark here for the Tigers as they open up second half here on offense.
We had Carson Macedonia Panthers from 40 years ago. Of course, we got Griswold and Riverside from today. And, well, about 10 years down the road, we got the next generation of football players down there.
So we've got a split backfield here to start in the first down play here for Griswold. A quick pitch out there in the backfield to Cleary. He cuts it back, a nice cut back to pick up a few more yards as he gets past the 35-yard line, brought down at the 37. Kenneth Cleary on the carry and a little bit shooken up after the tackle there that time is the linebacker Peyton Hausman for Riverside.
And he'll come off the field right now too as they send a fresh face out there. Yeah, I'm really impressed with both these teams, really the way they're playing defense, because nothing comes easy. I mean, we've seen some nice plays offensively, but you earn what you get.
So the Tigers now are going to try to line things up with a swing to the left side this time. They'll pitch and run it that way. Cleary the same play other way, trying to find an edge, gets out to the corner and breaks one tackle, but then it's hit hard after that and knocked down there after a gain of just a couple on the play. Good job pursuing once again here by Riverside. And we'll see how close that is. It's going to be third down and about 3 yards to go coming up here for Griswold. The ball marked right at the 40-yard line. Tigers trying to keep the chains moving here, get a first down here in the second half. See if they can do it. They're going to turn and hand off to the deep man. It's Cleary. He's tripped up as he came through the line. On the ground was Brock Bentley. He was able to get a hand out and trip him up, and it is going to be short of a first down by about a yard, and Griswold will face a fourth down, actually in about 2 yards to go here, and they're on their own 41-yard line, so we'll see what their decision is here.
You know, there's some names that you just keep going back to, and you expect that with, like, quarterbacks and running backs, but defensively for Riverside, Brock Bentley is a name we keep mentioning over and over again.
It was a great heads-up play to reach the arm out and trip him up. Griswold's going to go for it here on fourth down. They're going to turn, hand it off to Cleary. Had to wait, cut it back. He got the first down, and he got out past the 45 to 46-yard line. A little bit slow to get started, but he's able to pick up enough for the first and a couple extra.
Yeah, it was a nice second effort there. I thought they had that stopped, but a nice second effort there by Cleary to pick up that down. And Yeah, that's what he's been doing all year long. He's taking the tough carries for the most part for Grizzle. He takes the ones right up the middle.
He's got a pretty quick cut to him as well. That's why he's able to find those seams and sidestep and get to some open space. He picks up the first down there. It's split backfield again here for Grizzle. They're going to turn, hand it off to the deep man, and it's going to be Mulbauer straight ahead, and he's going to pick up a couple of yards on the play. Brought down short of midfield still at the 48-yard line, and that's where the Tigers will take over here on a second down and six coming up here. And we have an update now here for you. 29-7, it's Perry leading Atlantic with the 6 minutes to go till halftime tonight up at the Trojan Bowl. So Perry starting to take control of that football game tonight. Atlantic's had some turnover issues early in that game here this evening. Second down and about 6 yards to go here for Grizzle. They're going to turn, take the handoff to one man, hand it off to Schaaf on the end around, and he's going to lower his shoulder, a big collision with Peyton Hausman. And it's going to be near the marker. We'll see where they mark the football, and it is going to be just enough for a first down as they mark him out at just inside the 45, or actually right on the 45-yard line here of the Bulldogs. That was a couple of bodies not wanting to give any ground that time with Hausman and Mulbauer with a big collision right there on the yard line marker. They wing to the left side, one wide out that way as well for Grizzle. They're going to turn, hand it off to Mulbauer, trying the left side. He has to cut it back in. He's getting some room right up the middle now, and he's going to get out past the, down near the 35-yard line, just shy of it at the 36, and that is going to be probably just enough to move the chains again, maybe just a yard short, and it is going to be just a yard short, so Grizzle will have a short second down and very short coming up. Good cutback that time by Mulbauer to come back to the middle of the line after he was initially running outside. Same formation again here for Grizzled, except no wideout. Everybody in tight. Hand off to Cleary. He was waiting, looking for something to open up, and it never came. Bulldogs stuffed that one up, and then they came and got him. Flying in there, a bunch of bodies. Michael Bertesini, Connor Rankin, also here at Graves, all in there to help make the tackle for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, it looked like Rankin was the first guy to flash through there and really kind of goofed that up. And then he was just looking for somewhere to run. And once your momentum stops and your feet aren't moving anymore, it's pretty tough with that kind of pursuit to get started again and get anything meaningful. So they just needed a yard to get a first down. They still need it here on third and one.
Everybody in tight again. And now some movement up front, a long count there by Ogg, and it's going to be against the offense as they move just enough. Defense kind of starting to flinch, but the offense reacted as well. So they're going to get the penalty, and that'll back them up here. Now it's going to be third down and six.
Tough penalties, you know, you try to change up the cadence a little bit to get the other guy, and you end up getting your own guys.
Third down six.
So back out to the 41-yard line here, the Bulldogs, and Rivers Griswold trying to pick up a third down play here. The wing to the right side, that's Schaaf this time. Going to turn, they're going to fake the handoff down the quick counter to Schaaf, trying to come back towards the other way, and he's caught and tracked down by Zach Morris, who makes the tackle after a gain of just a couple. And that'll bring up fourth down. So Grizzled now facing a fourth down and still about 4 yards to go here. Pretty good play by Zach Morris to sniff that one out. Grizzled had some success with that quick counter, and now Grizzled wants to talk about this one on fourth down. 7:03 left to go third quarter, 14-13 Riverside the lead. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Football on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Dave's Auto Repair, 500 and a half Walnut in Atlantic. Owner David Kirchhoff is your complete automotive service dealer. Hours are Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Stop by Dave's Auto Repair or give him a call at 243-3330. Wiggis & Johnson, a division of Ameriprise Financial Advisors. They'll help you with personal and small business financial planning. See Zach Wiggis or Jenny Johnson in Atlantic or Audubon today. Peterson Insurance Agency in Elkhorn can help you with all your home, auto, and crop insurance needs with 15 years' experience. They have lots of companies to offer you, such as Danish Mutual and Grinnell Mutual. Give them a call, Peterson Insurance Agency, 712-764-2246.
And welcome back now here as Grizzle looks like going to decide to try to punt this one away here on fourth down. Nope, they fake it again. They pitch it to Cleary, the up man. He's trying to get
this
to the corner.
This broadcast is brought
for a moment,
to you in part by these members of the KJAN, All Sports Boosters
and
Association.
Brought down as he just JD maybe Wyman gets past service. And he does get enough for the first down. So they snap it to the up back, first Kenneth down. Cleary there that time on the fourth down play. They lined up like they were in a punt formation. But they went for it again. They did that earlier in the game, didn't get it. This time they needed 4 yards and just picked up enough. So a nice play by Kenneth Clary to keep the drive alive here for Griswold. And now they have it first and 10 at the 35 of the Bulldogs. They're going to turn, hand it off straight up the middle this time to Clary, and just a couple of yards. Tough sledding inside that time. Hit by Peyton Hausman and pushed back. So Griswold able to convert and pick up a first down on the fourth down play with the fake punt. And now on the first down effort after that, just a couple of yards. It'll bring up second down, and we'll call it 7 yards to go.
Well, they are eating up a lot of this second or this third quarter already.
Second down,
yeah, down to a 6-10 left to go here in the quarter already here. Split backfield again, wide out to the right side. They're going to fake the handoff now, give it to Schaaf, headed around the end. And he's going to be caught, tracked down by Connor Rankin. Didn't fool him that time, and it's going to be a loss on the play. They lose maybe a couple of yards back here. Let's see where they mark it. It's a 34-yard line, so maybe just a loss of about a yard on the play. And it'll be third down and 9 yards to go. So actually technically lose a couple. And there is a flag as well. The official's talking about the flag here that's on this near side.
Yeah, it's right near the bench here. I didn't see it until somebody moved out of the way. It's right near the sideline. It's going to be against the Tigers.
Yeah, not good news for Griswold, as it is a holding call. And that'll back them up here to the 44-yard line. So second down and about 19 yards to go now here. Excuse me. Yeah, second down and 19 yards to go here for Griswold after the penalty. They'll get another crack at the down, but they lose the yardage here. Officials now blow the ball back into play here. Split backfield with a wing to the left side. They're going to turn, hand it off to Mulbauer, trying to get to the outside. He bounces it out, trying to get to the edge. He's tracked down again, and guess who it is? Connor Rankin. He's out there to make the tackle after a gain of just a couple on the play. And Mulbauer brought down as he tried to get to the outside, but... boy, if number 23
is
going
to be on this podcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association.
Yeah. It sure seems like it. It does sure seem like it out there. And a big play coming up now here on third down again. This is going to be third down and about 16 yards to go still here for the Tigers. They'll line up into everybody tight. Fake the handoff. Now dropping back. Ogg looking to throw. Has a man. Catches made. And he's off to the races down the right sideline. It's going to be a touchdown here for the Griswold Tigers. When it looked like everything was in doubt after a couple of tough plays, Jordan Vetter makes the reception wide open and runs down the right sideline for the touchdown as they hook up there that time from 42 yards out there on the strike that time inside. Holden Ogg hooking up that time with number 32, Jordan Vetter.
Boy, breakdown in coverage that time as Vetter was wide open, breaking that route down the middle, and he had nowhere to go but the end zone.
And now there's going to be a timeout here taken by Griswold before the extra point try. They'll be looking to go for two because they're up 19-14, so trying to make it a seven-point game. 4:59 left to go here in the third quarter. Quick break. You're listening to high school football on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic, excelling in quality health care close to home and providing a range of services, including outpatient specialty clinics and home health care. Olive Street Station, featuring full-service gas, diesel, and flex fuel pumps, a full-service shop area with free pickup and delivery, along with snacks and refreshments. Olive Street Station, where full service is not a thing of the past. And Oakland Insurance, located at 105 North Main Street in Oakland, has been a family-owned business since 1978. Stop in to see Laura and Ken, who specialize in home and auto, commercial, farm, crop, and health insurance. Oakland Insurance, your protection is our profession. Give them a call at 712-482-6928.
And back now here after the timeout here as the Griswold Tigers will line up here and try to go for two. After the touchdown strike, they lead it 19-14. And now a chance to try to make it a seven-point game if they can get the two-point conversion. They'll line things up here. Ogg's going to line up with a split backfield again. They're going to turn, fake the handoff. Now the end around to Schaaf, trying to get to the edge. They're tracking him down, and he's going to be caught. Brought down short. Michael Bertoncini makes the play for the Riverside Bulldogs, and that'll keep it 19-14.
Where'd that kid come from?
All the way across the field.
19-14, 4:59 left to go in the third quarter. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Football on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon, is your full-line pharmacy with a complete supply of vitamins. To find out how to save money on your next prescription, stop by Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. With Farmers Insurance, you get a professional local agent, Dave Jones, who can help you with your auto, home, life, and small business needs, helping you simplify your life, and who can offer you a broad array of coverage discounts. Farmers Insurance in Atlantic.
Back now here at Oakland, Iowa, the Riverside, John Reed Field, as the Bulldogs trail it now. It's a grizzled lead, 19-14. Here's the kickoff. It's taken by Bernasini. He tries the left side. Another good return here by Michael Bernasini. Gets the Bulldogs out past the 40-yard line to the 42. And that's where they'll start first down and 10 now here with just a five-point ball game. But Grizzled has retaken the advantage here.
Good starting field position, though. Bertasini's been big in a lot of ways. Quick kid. He runs the ball well on returns. He's given us a pretty good field position tonight on returns. And, of course, as we've seen many times, he's made some great plays defensively.
So now it's first and 10. A pitch out here to the right side, trying to get to the edge. Zach Morris, he's got some room down the right sideline, and they just catch him. Touchdown-saving tackle, most likely, on that far sideline down at about the 28-yard line is where it's stop there, and it was Derek Kirkhoff there on the tackle, and that might have been saving 6 points on the board.
I think you could take might have been out of your vocabulary there.
Just a great run on the outside by Zach Morris, and good vision there to get around the defenders on that outside. Here's the pitch. Now they'll try the other side. He's trying to work his way left side. This time Grizzled sniffs it out, though. Three white jerseys there to gang tackle him and wrap him up, put him down there, just maybe a yard on the play there that time is where they mark it for progress.
Yeah, B.J. Schoening, the middle linebacker, was first one there, but he got some help. Grant Haynes was in there, and they had also Jordan Vetter in on the tackle that time as well.
Officials timeout. We have an injured player on the field here for Riverside. He was up on his feet at first and then kind of bent back down. Now is back down on his knees here on the turf, and that's number 51, Travis Ransom, the tackle, and he is getting looked at now here by the trainers. And it looks like they might be able to get him up and going here pretty quick, so we'll keep it right here. 4:18 left to go here in the quarter, and it's 19-14, Grizzled leading Riverside.
Down in all fours, but that's not where you really want to see these kind of dogs.
No. Bulldogs need to be on 2 feet running down the field instead of down in all fours, and looks like he's going to be able to pop up onto those two legs. Walk himself off here. Looks like Ransom will be okay.
Might have just gotten the wind knocked out of him.
Yeah, it looked like that might be the case. He's kind of holding his stomach a little bit, so that could have been the issue. And we'll get back to play here in a moment. To second down and 9 coming up now here for Riverside after that first down play was stuffed pretty good here on this left side by Grizzled. Zach Morris with a couple of carries. The first one was a big one to get him here this deep in Tiger territory. I formation stack. They're going to turn. Hand it off to the deep man, and now if whistles come out, stop play here, as we might have had some movement up front here. I don't think everybody was quite set and ready to go on that play. And it is going to be the case. Procedure call here against the Riverside. It'll cost them 5. And we'll have a second down and 14 now. They're looking to hand it off to Morris again. This time, though, he's going to check out. Kind of Rankin back in there. They also bring in Luke Freeman back into the ballgame. The wideout spot. High formation stack. Deep man is Rankin. They're going to hand it to him. Trying to the right side. And hit and brought down. Good tackle that time inside. That was B.J. Schoening with a good form tackle around the legs to bring him down just a gain of a yard or so.
Yeah, Rankin's had a lot of success running the ball up the middle here tonight. He's been one who's been able to take those plays off left and right tackle and cut it back up the middle and get some pretty decent yards out of it. So that's a pretty good solid tackle there by Schoening.
Third down, we'll call it 12 to go now here for Riverside. 3:22 left to go third quarter. It's 19-14 Grizzled leading. Three wideouts now to the right side here. Single back. They're going to turn, hand it off to that back. It's Rankin. He tries to work his way through the line, and he's not going to get near enough to get close to first down mark yardage. He just gets inside the 25 and mark it down just inside that yard marker. So fourth down coming up, and they still have about 7 yards to go.
Understanding where you are on the field, that you're probably going to go for it on fourth down. If you don't pick it up, you know, spread the field. See if you can sneak something in up the middle that time. Not a bad call.
So we'll see what they do here on fourth down now with one wideout split each way and an I formation stack. Here's the turn. They're going to fake the handoff to the deep man, now rolling to the right side forward, trying to get out of pressure, and he's not going to get it. The ball comes loose. It pops out of his hand late, and it looks like the Tigers fell on top of it. Grizzled might have a turnover here, and they do. They come up with the football on the bottom of the pile. It's 52, Morgan Kimpson coming up with the ball as there was good pressure in the backfield. Ford was looking to try to get away from it, and then as he brought the ball back down, trying to go back the other direction, he just dropped it, and the Tigers able to fall on top of it.
Well, they were going to get it one way or the other, either on downs or on the fumble, but the fumble creates the first turnover here in the ball game tonight.
So now the Tigers come back out here first and 10, and they pitch it, and now it's loose on the floor. Clary couldn't come up with the pitch, and he's able to luckily fall back on top of it. It just rolled out in front of his feet, and he dives back on it, but it's going to lose about, about
this. This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN.
Coming up now here for the Grizzled Tigers.
Yeah, his eyes got as big as saucers there. That ball took a big hop after he dropped it. It came right back up to him, but he was unable to corral it and ended up having to fall on it, causing an even bigger loss.
So now it's going to be a second down, and they call it about 18 yards or so here to go. Two wideouts split to the right side. They're going to hand it off to the man right up the middle. It's Kenneth Clary. He tries to fight his way after the initial hit, breaks a couple of extra yards as he puts the hand down to keep his motion going. And he's going to bring up a third down and about 13 yards to go or so here for, we'll make it about 15, excuse me. The marker got a little ahead of itself at that time.
Ball on the 30-yard line.
Well, Riverside behind. It's a big stop for them if they can come up with a third down stop and get that ball back with reasonable field position.
So now we'll line things up here. 2 men in the backfield here, and they're going to turn, hand it off, and the quick counter into the hands of Schaaf. He tries to fight his way through the line. He was stumbling and able to fall forward for a couple of extra at the end of the run, but they mark him down right at the 40. So it'll bring up a fourth down and still about 6 yards to go here for Grizzly. And we'll see what the decision is here from them. They have faked punts twice already here in the contest, but they are on their own side of the field here this time. This time, Riverside's going to send Bertocchetti back deep. Hogg standing in punt formation. They do snap it deep to him. He's going to put a boot into it. It's a spiral kick that goes towards the right sideline, and Riverside just gets away from it. They let it fall, and it's marked down by Kenneth Clary, and that'll be at the 27-yard line, and that's where Riverside will take over first and 10. Just 48 seconds left to go here in this third quarter. So 19-14, Grizzled with the lead. They just punted it back away here to the Riverside Bulldogs. See what they do here on offense. Substitution is going in and out now here. As Tanner Ford running onto the field late here with the play. We've seen a little bit of Brad McGinnis here tonight, but for the most part, Ford has stayed under center. Two wideouts each side here this time. Going to turn, drop it back, looking to throw. They throw it deep over the middle, and Bertocchetti over his head again as he tried to run that seam route just around the left hash mark. Pretty good coverage there that time as well. That time back deep by Schaaf. We have a quick updated halftime score here for you. 29-7 is the score at halftime with Perry the lead over Atlantic tonight at the Trojan Bowl. 19-14 here your score. Grizzled leading it, and Riverside trying to get something going. They tried to take a shot deep there that time on first down. It brings up second down and 10 with the incompletion. Two wideouts to the right side, one to the left here. I formation behind Ford. Going to turn. They're going to pitch it. Going right side. Zach Moore is trying to find a seam. He runs through the first pile of tacklers, but then caught, wrapped up by Schaaf as he gets out to the 34-yard line. And it'll be a decent pickup on the play. It'll pick up about 7 yards or so. It'll be third down and maybe a long three coming up here. Yeah, nice second down play there. Give yourself a chance on third down. Going to run the play in from the sideline again here. Tucker Blummel brings in the play. Down to 12 seconds to go in this third quarter. Probably the last play here we see in this third quarter tonight. Two wideouts to the left side, and now they back things up. See if they get the snap off. They're actually going to wait. They're just going to wait and run the next play here as we head to the fourth quarter of play. 19-14, Grizzled the lead here after three quarters tonight here in Oakland. We'll take a break. Come back. Jim Field will have the fourth quarter for you. You're listening to high school football here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Atlantic Municipal Utilities, your community-owned electric and water utility. With today's efficient heat pumps, you can maintain your home within 1 degree of the temperature you set on your thermostat. Supply 2.5 times more heat than the energy they use and can last up to 20 years with rebates available. Nelson Farm Supply at 6th and Chatburn in Harlan, your Gale Farm Equipment Sales and Service Center. When you need something on your farm, you'll find it at Nelson Farm Supply in Harlan. Whetstone Extreme Clean Car Wash, offering the latest in touchless car wash technology, including 3 self-serve bays and 1 automatic bay with dryer. Whetstone Extreme Clean Car Wash, located on West Highway 6 in Atlantic.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Oakland tonight as we go to the fourth quarter in an entertaining ball game this evening. 19-14, Griswold has the lead. And Riverside has the football, third and four at their own 34 as we come back to action in this fourth quarter. Ford drops, wants to throw. They set up a screen near side. It's caught, and down he goes. A slip over here on the near side as the ball was caught by Malachi Dillon. Did he have enough for the first down? Where are they going to mark that football? About the 37, 38-yard line. And that is going to be enough for a first down. They'll move the chains. So first and 10 for the Dogs. They needed 4, and it looks like they got just a little bit more than that. They'll mark it at the 38-yard line, first and 10. Out of the eye set, 2 receivers left, 1 to the right. Ford turns, pitches here near side. It's Morris. He turns it upfield. Oh, the ball came out as he got cut, and he lucked out. He rolled right over on top of that football. He got cut down low. Now we're going to have a flag comes out of the pile here at the last minute. Everybody's still fighting for the ball. I believe the officials immediately said it was going to be Riverside football. The ball... he got submarine that time, and the ball came out, but he hit the ground and rolled over, and the ball was right there as he rolled right over on top of it to recover it, and a flag came out late as everybody was still fighting for what they perceived to be a loose ball. Yeah, I think what happened there is Grizzled was still kind of fighting for the football. They thought it was still loose, and Connor Rankin took a not-so-good of a liking to that and decided to jump back on the pile to try to push some guys away from the ball. And it's going to cost Riverside as they're going to call a personal foul against Riverside. So they got the ball back, but now they're going to be walked back to about the 27-yard line. So that's going to be a big loss in the end. And since it happened after the play, the down counts, the dead ball foul. So it'll be second down. And suffice it to say, a whole bunch. Second down and what? Looks like about 22 yards to go, maybe? 20, 21?
Second down and 20.
Second and a lot. Back at the 27-yard line. Second and about 21. They need to get out to the 48-yard line for a first down. So they're going to work. Oh, it's going to be third down, rather, not second down. So Ford drops, wants to throw as he fakes the pitch toss and then keeps it, tries to throw, but he had no chance, no time to do it, as he was spun down in the backfield. Coming in is Morgan Kimpson to wrap him up with another sack in the backfield. Yeah, that's a couple of sacks for him now here tonight. He's been doing a pretty good job in key moments, coming up with some pressure. That's another big play. All the way back down to the 21-yard line, and this drive really went backward in a hurry. Fourth and a bunch, and Ford is back to kick. Caleb Schaaf is hoping to give the Tigers pretty good field position. The snap is a good one. The kick is away. It's a wobbly kick over here to the near sideline, and it lands out of bounds
And they're going to mark this ball where? Let's see where they stop moving. They're going to mark it right at the 44-yard line of Riverside. So Griswold with a 5-point lead, 19-14. And great field position as they hope to try to pad that advantage with 10:49 to go.
Now that's tough for Riverside to take. You make the great play defensively to get yourself the ball in the first place, and then you're not able to do anything, just end up going backwards, and you really lose a lot of field position there.
First and 10 for Griswold, and they're running downhill right now at the Riverside 44-yard line. They run a double back set, heavy to the left side. Ogg under center, going to turn, going to fake the handoff. No, he's going to give it away to Cleary, first man through. He gets hit by the ankle, spun around, keeps his feet, gets inside the 40, and knocked down at about the 38-yard line. Pickup of about 6 on that play. Second down and 4.
Gray is on the stop.
A little bit of second effort there in the pile to push for an extra couple yards there, and the Grizzled fans give him a round of applause for it. Well, you always have to keep an eye on that football because you never really know. It gets put in the belly, then it gets yanked out. It gets handed off this way, that way, and reverses. Same formation. They're going to turn. Ogg will hand it off to the deep man, Mulbauer, this time up the middle. He's got a nice thing going there, and he's going to get himself a first down. Or be very close to it as he's across the inside the 35, down to the 34-yard line. It is going to be a first down. So first and 10 at the Riverside 34 for the Tigers. They restart the clock after setting the chains. We're down to 10 minutes left to play here in this fourth quarter. Still plenty of time. Ogg under center once again. Going to drop, going to turn, going to hand it, and tackled in the backfield nicely as Tyler Mulbauer, and that was Travis Ransom coming in and just undercutting that play and knocking him down in the backfield for a loss of about 3 back to the 37-yard line. Second down, about 13 to go here for Griswold at the Riverside 37-yard line. We've seen just as many good plays on defense as we have on offense here tonight by both of these clubs. Offset again. Ogg this time fakes the handoff. Going to turn, curl, and run it right side himself on the keeper. And he's knocked down out of bounds on the far side. Bertasini came over and got him by the ankle and knocked him out of bounds. Nice pickup, though, as he got down inside the 30, about the 28-yard line. Going to be, well, even probably about 4 yards short. They need to get down near the 24 for a first down. So it'll be third down and still about 4 to go.
Ball on 27.
The Tigers on the far right side hash mark now will break huddle. Ogg will get under center. Offset formation once again. And now movement by the right side of the Tigers' line, and that's going to cost them 5 yards. Right side of that Tiger line. Right. Made a quick move, and that's going to cost them, and that might cost them big here on this drive.
Usually those are the situations where it does end up happening, but, man, it's tough for a coach to watch that when it's a third down and manageable. You're in a great position, and now you kind of limit the playbook a little bit more when you back it up and make it a third and long,
especially in week 7.
Yeah.
Offset again. Ogg under center. The snap, the turn, the handoff. It's Mulbauer trying to come wide. Breaks the tackle in the backfield. Now Morris has him, and down he goes. Loss on the play. Back to the 35-yard line as Zach Morris came up from his safety spot, made a tackle up around the shoulder pads to knock him down. 9 minutes to go, clock running, and Griswold facing a fourth and long now. Fourth and about 11 from the left side hash mark. They appear to be going for it.
Ball on the 35.
Nope, they don't either, not anymore. Now Ogg is going to drop back in punt formation as they're going to see if they can pin Riverside back deep. Snap is fine. Good snap. Ogg gets the kick away. It's a high wobbly kick down the middle. Riverside will let it go. It takes a sideways hop, but it lands in the end zone, and that'll be a touchback. So Griswold will get the football, or Riverside will get the football back on their own 20-yard line. Still with 8.5 minutes left to play, trailing 19-14 here to the Tigers.
Yeah, plenty of time left. The defense does their job in order to stop Griswold and get the football back, giving yourself an opportunity. That was one of those moments where Griswold could have taken real good advantage of the game.
Well, I think both these teams have had opportunities
and
opportunities lost here so far in the football game when they've had leads to try to do something really spectacular with it. Still within striking distance, though, just a 5-point game, 19-14, Griswold the lead. As I said, 8.5 left in the Bulldogs break huddle now as Tanner Ford will bring them out. They'll run out of the I formation with the receiver to the left side. They're going to turn. They're going to hand it off the tailback. That's Morris. He stutter steps and comes straight forward. as he ran into Jordan Vetter, and he gets cut down after about a 3-yard pickup. He'll set the ball down out around the 23, nearly the 24-yard line. Second down, about 7 to go here for the Tiger, for the Bulldogs.
Second down and 6, ball to the 24.
Good ball game here tonight between these two. Very entertaining. Sometimes we don't get what we expect. We did tonight. I formation. Oh, the snap is fumbled. It's on the floor. Who's got it? It's picked up now here near side and cut down back at the 25-yard line after just a short gain on the play is Connor Rankin.
Boy,
that ball came out. People were scrambling around for it. Rankin scooped it up and came here near side. Did pick up a couple of yards out to the 25. It'll be third down and 5. Just an awkward-looking state of affairs on that last play.
Ball on the 25.
Third down and 5 from the right side hash mark. The Dogs send two receivers to the left. Now a third goes to the left side, single backfield, a single man in the backfield. They're going to turn and pitch it. It's going to be Rankin. He's going to run hard left side. He's going to get himself a first down as he's out across the 30 and the 35. Picked up about 10, almost 11 yards on that third and 5 carry. Rankin's kind of been their go-to when they're in that kind of mid-range third and 5. He runs hard when he gets that pitch around the outside and has the power to put a shoulder down and knock you down.
Yeah, it was a great run and had some success getting to the edge and trying to run downhill a little bit, whereas the other way, Riverside's done a pretty good job of stopping Grizzle trying to do that.
First and 10 from the 35-yard line. I set. They'll turn. They'll hand it off. The deep back trying to bounce out here to the near side. Rankin nowhere to go this time. He was held up here on the near side by Austin Lorenz, and then he had a couple of friends come in as Lorenz did the initial dirty work, and a couple other guys in white shirts came over to finish him off, as they're going to lose yards back to about the 28-yard line. That's about a 7-yard loss on the play.
That's a great job there by the Grizzle defense to fly in there. And it seems like, and we haven't had many of those moments, but there have been some key moments where players have been able to get back there and cause some loss of yardage type situations.
Second down, about 17 here for Riverside from their own 28-yard line. They send two receivers to either side. Backfield is empty. Ford under center. Drops and wants to throw. Roll. Fires high. Deep down the middle. Pass is incomplete. It was almost caught and then broken up nicely by Clary at the tail end as he lobbed one up deep, trying to hit Malachi Dillon out near midfield. He had his hands on it, but it was a real nice job downfield by Clary to knock that ball out.
Yeah, it was a good-looking throw. It was right where receiver had a chance to make a play, and Dillon had his hands on it, like you said, but a good job by the defense to get there to rattle that one away from it.
So it'll be third and long now, third and 17 for the Dogs. Box stops, 6:13 left, and now it's going to stop with the Riverside timeout. 19-14, Grizzle lead, 6:13 left. We'll break. You're listening to High School Football on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Ensuring financial security for you and those you care about is important. Life insurance can help provide that security along with peace of mind. Contact Farm Bureau agent Kim B. Shorner in Atlantic to see how simple protecting your family's future can be. McAtee Tire and Service Center, serving your motoring needs with auto tune-up, front-end alignment, and complete brake service. McAtee Tire and Service Center, located at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. And let Eye Associates provide eye care for your entire family, offering the services of optometrists Dr. Jeff Kurgan and Dr. Robert Weiland in two convenient locations, the upper level of the Cass County Memorial Hospital Clinic Edition in Atlantic and at 415 Tracy Street in Audubon. Call or stop by today.
Minutes, 13 seconds left to go, fourth quarter. Riverside facing a third and 17 at their own 28-yard line. Single back set. Ford the snap. Wants to throw. Fires high. Deep down this near side. Looking for Bertasini. He caught it. Backpedaling. First down into Griswold territory. A back shoulder throw. It hung up a long time, but Bertasini able to locate it first. Derek Kirkhoff makes the tackle, but Bertasini again the go-to guy with a big play, and he makes the first down all the way into Griswold territory at the 40.
Wow, what a big play. That's huge. You're facing a long situation there. Riverside just, hey, let's just throw it up, see what happens. And the receiver makes a nice play on the football, and you're in great opportunity now here late in this game.
32 yards on the pitch and catch. First and 10 at the Griswold 40. Single back set. They'll turn and pitch it. It's Rankin trying to get outside. Oh, the ball came out as he got hit. I think Riverside, no, they did not get back on it. It's Griswold football. B.J. Schoening ended up falling on the football. They got it to Rankin on the pitch. He tried to turn upfield. Somebody punched it out, and it looked like there was a Bulldog player there, but B.J. Schoening dove in ahead of him and made the fumble recovery at the 40-yard line, and that stuffs out the drive.
That's just one of those tough situations. Really nothing that either player did wrong. Kenneth Cleary, I think, was the guy that got back there and just got a hand in the right spot at the right time. Sometimes you're able to get there and pop a ball loose with a punch of a hand, and that's what happened there that time.
Second turnover of the night by the Dogs, 19-14. Two back set this time for Griswold. They'll turn and hand it off. It's Mulbauer, the tailback. He hesitates and then has to do a dance as he gets tossed backwards. I believe that was Kyle Clint on the tackle on that far side as he just stood him up and then spun him around and decided he'd had enough of that dance card, tossed it to the floor.
Don't fall Riverside as a team, don't peg Riverside as a team that's going to back down after a disappointing play. Boy, they come right back out here trying to make something happen here on defense. They know they have the time to still get down the field and be in this one to win it.
Loss of one to the 39, second and 11 for the Tigers. They line it up on the far right side hash mark. Two backs in the backfield behind the quarterback. Ogg turns and hands it off. Second man, Clary, bounces outside, gets some room, gets very near the first down as he's finally pulled down. Looks like he's going to be just shy of the marker into or right near the 50-yard line. He's going to be just maybe a half a yard short of the stick. Nice run there by Clary. Looked a couple of times along that far side run that he was going to be cut down on the sweep, but he was able to keep his feet and pick up nearly enough. Third and a yard. Holden Ogg under center. He'll take the snap, turn, and hand it off. Straight ahead, first down. As the handoff goes right up the middle. And that'll be a first down all the way down to the 45-yard line. About a 6-yard pickup that time by Kenneth Clary of Griswold. And that'll move the sticks and keep the clock moving as well. 4:56 left to go as they restart the clock. As the ball is now in Riverside territory at the 45-yard line. Griswold leads 19-14. And they have the football first and 10. Again, Ogg under center. With two backs behind him, he'll hand it off to the second man, Mulbauer. He breaks the initial tackle, turns it upfield, and then runs right smack into one of the Bulldogs as he goes down pretty hard. That was big number 68, Garrett Graves. He's a 6-foot, 225-pound rock right in the middle of that football field as he knocks him down for no gain on the play. Grizzle's going to be awfully happy just to take their time here. They want to milk this clock as much as they can. Out of 4:08-16 left to go here in this fourth quarter. They'll turn, they'll hand it off. It won't. Ogg keeps it now as he turns it back upfield. He'll get a yard, maybe two, before he's snuffed out. As he tried to turn that one upfield, Clint finished him off that time for Riverside.
A little bit of pressure inside that time by the Bulldogs. It was a little bit scary for a moment because on the fake handoff, it looked like the defender was going to be able to get in there and try to get at the football, but Ogg smartly decided not to pitch and just kept it himself.
We're down to 3:45 remaining with the clock running. It's third and long, third and 9 for Griswold at the Riverside 44-yard line. Two backs in the backfield. Man off end to the left side. Ogg back. He's going to hand it off. It's Mulbauer on. He's bouncing outside. He's got four blue jerseys running him out of bounds here on the near side. Nowhere to go. Malachi Dillon finished him off. Out of bounds on a loss of about 3 here on the play. Back to the 47-yard line. That'll bring up fourth down. Actually, going to move it back to the 48. Loss of 4 on the play. And it's going to be fourth down and about 13 to go.
Well, it's tough for a player to realize, but he would have been much better off trying to get down before he went out of bounds on that play to be able to run some more clock.
And he got out of bounds, too. They got him out of bounds, so it stops the clock. 3:31 left to go. Ogg back to punt. Now here's the snap. They put on a rush. They can't get there. Ogg with a decent punt. It's Bertasini back at the 15-yard line. Starts to the right. Stops. Cuts it back to the left. Gets through a few. He's got the blockers out front as he turns it out to the far side. Gets across the 30, 35-yard line before he's cut down. Pretty good return there by Bertasini. Pretty good blocking that time by his teammates. And it'll be first and 10 with 3:24 remaining as Riverside will get the football back. They trail 19-14 to the Tigers.
Yeah, it's a good return there. You know, as a fan, you're always looking for that big spark play where it's a big long return. But anything you get over 5 yards usually on a punt return is pretty good, and they did a good job blocking to get some good yardage.
Well, this could be the last opportunity. We'll see. Riverside spreads them three receivers wide to the near side. They hand it off straight up the middle. It's Rankin this time, and he picks up just a couple of yards.
He gets out near the 37-yard line. Clock will continue to move. Riverside with two timeouts left. I believe Griswold has just one. We get close to the three-minute mark here in this fourth quarter. Riverside again will spread three receivers to the right, single back set. Ford takes the snap and wants to throw. Drops, has a little time, fires it out here in the flat. It's caught, but not going to gain a whole lot. Coming back and making the diving reception here on this near side was Dylan McClain. That's good for a completion out to about the 42-yard line. So it's going to bring up a third down and about maybe 3 yards to go. Third and about three. Need to get out just shy of the 45-yard line to pick up the first down. Clock continues to move. We're down to 2.5 minutes remaining in the football game. Ford will line him up again with three receivers here to the right side. That's the short side of the field. He'll take the snap, drop, turn, and pitch. It's Connor Rankin, and he's got a first down. Oh, and the ball came out, and Griswold's got it. Rankin went. No, they're going to call him down. I think they're going to call him down. Rankin got hit across midfield, and the ball came flying out. Griswold covered it, but they're going to say that he was down. The ball came out as he hit the ground. So it's going to be Riverside ball and a first down as they get across midfield, a break for the Bulldogs.
Awfully close there. That's a tough call to make.
So first and 10 for Riverside at the Griswold 49-yard line. 2:15 remaining in the ball game. Two receivers wide left. That's the wide side out of the I formation. Ford will turn. He'll hand it off. It's Moore straight up the middle. He bounces off one man. Now breaks another tackle. Stays on his feet all the way down to the 40-yard line. 9-yard pickup on the play for Zach Morris. And that we'll leave him with a second and short, second and about a yard to go. Clock moving, 1:50 left to go in the fourth quarter. Riverside 40 yards away, and now we've got a stoppage as the officials blow the whistle and stop the clock. And we're going to have an official stoppage of play. Might be a safety issue there. And now Griswold is going to ask for a timeout. So 1:45 left, 19-14. Griswold leads, but Riverside's driving. We'll see how it works after this break. You're listening to High School Football on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Bridgewater Oil, serving Southwest Iowa for 50 years with new and used tire sales and repair, plus petroleum needs. See Steve, Stan, Roger, or Al at Bridgewater Oil today. Wayne Hansen is your crop insurance specialist with insurance services in Elkhorn. For all your crop insurance needs, give Wayne Hansen a call today at 764-6000. The Danish Village's Voice on Main Street in Elkhorn, a quality newspaper that will keep you updated with news and award-winning photography. For competitive advertising rates,
second down, a yard to go here for Riverside. Ford back off the snap, wants to throw, fires near side, caught. Bertuccini, first down, he's out of bounds at the 31-yard line. Bertuccini just a little down and out, and Ford found him here near side. He got out of bounds to stop the clock. 1:40 left to go, first and 10 now for Riverside from the Griswold 30-yard line. Single back set. Receivers to the left. Ford drops, wants to throw, looks left, fires high over the far side. It was intended for Bertuccini, but Bertuccini kind of stopped the route, was just looking for the ball to be tossed out to him. I think Ford thought he was going to keep going. It's incomplete as he threw it too far. Second down, 10 for Riverside. Ball just outside the Griswold 30-yard line. You know, the way this game has played out, you kind of expected this kind of a finish here tonight where somebody was going to make something happen here late. I formation this time for the Dogs. They hand it off to the tailback. That's Morris. Not much as he lunges forward inside the 30 to about the 29-yard line. So short gain. It's going to be third down. Mark the ball at the 29, and we're going to have a timeout asked for by Griswold, by Riverside. 1:21 to go. 19-14 Griswold. Third and long for Riverside. When we come back, you're listening to High School Football on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic. Calls answer day or night, regardless of distance. Roland Funeral Home, 243-5492. Roland Funeral Service, creators of loving memories since 1919. Five Star Roofing Incorporated, your residential roofing specialist in Atlantic, offers Malarkey Roofing products. These products come with a 50-year limited warranty, a 10-year right start warranty, and are Class 4 wind, hail, ice impact resistant. Give Five Star Roofing Incorporated a call today at 243-2111. Nelson's Mini Mart in Avoca supplies its customers with Shell gasoline, hot food and deli items to go, and ice cream.
Riverside facing third down and long, third and nine. As they come back out of the timeout, Ford under center, has everything stacked to the right. He drops and wants to throw, looks, now fires. Fires high, fires deep, and the pass is incomplete. Bertoncini tried to make a move down this near side. He got shoved about 10 or 15 yards downfield. And the Riverside bench is screaming and yelling about it. Did we get a late flag?
We did
over here on the near side. Minute 16 left as the clock is stopped, and it is going to be a pass interference call against the Tigers. Well, it was a pretty obvious call. He got shoved while the ball was in the air a good 15 yards down the field as he tried to make a move around the defender. Didn't see the flag go, but it was dropped over on the far sideline. Or over the near sideline, rather. So it's going to be a walk-off of half the distance to the goal. So it'll be just inside the 15-yard line. And it'll be first and 10 for Riverside. The Grizzlies with their backs against the wall. If they want to win this on the road tonight, they're going to have to earn it on defense here this evening. A minute 16 left. First and 10, Riverside at the 14. Out of the I formation. Ford turns and looks. Now he'll take the snap. Turn and pitch it here near side. It's Morris trying to get to the sideline, and he does as he's pushed out of bounds. Short gain on the play as he gets down, looks like near about the 11 or 12-yard line, depending upon the spot. They're going to mark it at about the 11th, so it's a pickup of about 4 yards. Second down and six to go. They need to get just inside the 5-yard line to get the first down. 1:05 on the clock. Clock stops, of course, as he got out of bounds. 19-14, Griswold leading. Spectators in both stands, all standing here tonight, watching the big finish here. Ford under center, directing traffic. Spreads them out. They're heavy to the right side. Single back set. He'll turn. Oh, the broken play. He was looking to pitch that ball. Nobody was there. And he's wrapped up for a big loss back outside the 20-yard line. As he got wrapped up back deep, he was looking to make a pitch. Fortunately, he was smart enough to take a look and realize there wasn't anybody there to pitch to. And now a timeout on the field as Riverside will take a timeout with 50 seconds remaining here in the football game. We'll keep it here during this timeout. Boy, that could have been a real disaster there for Riverside.
Yeah, that's, somebody missed the call, whether it was the quarterback or whether it was the running back going the opposite direction. But either way, you really cost yourself an opportunity there. You know, you're in great position to take your time after the play was out of bounds to get a good play call ready. And then, of course, they had a little bit of that motion switching the formation before the play started. And some confusion, somebody makes a mistake, and here you put yourself in a much tougher position now. But at least you have an opportunity still with the football here late and a chance.
Well, you can get a first down inside the 5-yard line, just shy of the 4. But I'm not sure if that's what Riverside is really thinking much about right now. 50 seconds left on the clock. They don't have any timeouts left. They've used their final timeout. I'm kind of liking the opportunity maybe to toss that ball up in the air in the end zone to a guy named Bertoncini. He's been the guy for the most part here tonight. Trips to the right side, single back to the left. They turn, they pump fake. Down the middle, wide open is Bertoncini. Touchdown! And a flag is down over on the far side as well, and it's going to come back. It's a holding call against Riverside. Boy, the snap, the quick pump fake over here to the right side where they overloaded. Bertoncini lined up at the tight end spot. He just went straight up the seam, and he was wide open on the lob. He caught it at the 5 and took it in. But it's all coming back as they've got a holding call back on the 20-yard line.
Wow, and that's tough to take, but the flag did come out immediately.
Oh, Wait. The official just pointed at Griswold.
Oh, wow.
Well, the official who threw the flag
had pointed at Riverside. But the referee who's making the official call, he's pointing at Griswold. So forget what we just told you. They changed their minds. It's a touchdown. So Riverside gets in the end zone, and they go up 20-19 pending the extra point. 45 seconds left to play here in the football game.
Wow.
Well, I'm guessing you're going to go for two here, make it a three-point game. One doesn't really do you much good.
Yeah.
Wow, what a turn of events. The official came in, signaled holding, and looked at the Riverside end. The Riverside fans, players all celebrating, and I thought, boy, this is going to deflate the place. But then the official comes out, the referee, and he points at Griswold, defensive holding. They'll line up to go for two out of the I set. Four drops. He wants to throw, and now we got a whistle and a stoppage of play. It had to be a holding. There was a single receiver. It's a procedure call against Riverside, by the way. That holding penalty had to be on that outside. There was one receiver. They had three receivers to the right and one to the left and a tight end just to the right side of the formation there, too. Had to be a holding on that outside receiver on that far side, but it had to happen awful fast because that flag came out within fraction of a second of when that ball was snapped. It must have been a hold right there at the line of scrimmage. In the end, it doesn't really matter. The play stands. So they go for two from a little further back. Ford the snap, wants to throw, throws it out here to the near side. It is caught, bobbled and caught, and good for the two-point conversion. Connor Rankin over his shoulder, reached up, bounced off his shoulder. He was able to keep the ball in his sights. He hauls it in, and it's a touchdown. Wow. 45 seconds left to play here in the football game as Riverside takes the lead.
Oh, what a fun game. Two teams really slugging it out, and Riverside just kind of slowly inching their way down the field with an opportunity here. And just as you mentioned his name, Michael Verticini slipped out there on that route. They've run that seam route a few times during the game, and a couple of times it's just been overthrown. They've had him there and haven't been able to hook up, and now they hook up here on the touchdown. Great catch on the two-point conversion. And here you have a three-point lead, but don't call it over yet. There is still that 45 seconds on the clock here, and we know the Grizzlies can bust big plays as well.
Well, 45 ticks left. It's 22-19. Riverside now with the advantage. As Tanner Ford will kick it off.
And here's where teams have had trouble tonight, both of them on the kick coverage.
Two men back deep. They stand it around their own 15-yard line. Ford's kick is a low-line shot that will go out of bounds.
Ooh.
Well, that will give him the football in pretty good field position. He's not even going to take the risk of giving him a chance to return anything.
Yeah. I guess all things considered, that's really where teams have been starting here tonight anyway.
Yeah, pretty much the case. Well, that ball comes out of bounds here on the near side. So Riverside or Rock Griswold will get the football in pretty good field position. They should get it out. I believe the 40-yard line is where it should go. So it'll be first and 10. They're going to switch footballs now. Still 45 seconds on the clock as the kick was out of bounds. They're going to mark it at the 35-yard line. So that's where they'll get it, first and 10. And Griswold will have to go 65 yards in 45 seconds with no timeouts. Ogg lines it up with two men in the backfield. He'll drop. He'll look to hand it off. Nope, fake. Now wants to throw. Here to the near side. It's caught. Almost intercepted. It was over here to the near side. It was intended for Jordan Vetter, but stepping in front of that pass was Zach Morris. And he jumped in front. Looked like he caught it. Was going to head upfield, but he bobbled it and dropped it. And that gives Griswold a second chance here with 39 seconds left.
Yeah, a mistake by the quarterback looking one direction too long, and Zach Morris almost had enough time to read that one out and snag it.
Griswold again at their own 35, 39 seconds left, two back set. Holden Ogg drops, wants to throw, looks downfield, steps up, fires high, down the middle, incomplete. Pass was intended down the deep seam there for Caleb Schaaf, kind of a skinny post, real good coverage back deep by Riverside as the ball was thrown out of his reach, and it'll be third down and 10.
Now, this is a situation that becomes really tough for a team like Griswold, too. You lose your identity trying to get it down the field really quick.
Yeah, this isn't their game. Neither one of these teams, quite frankly. Third and 10 from the 35. Ogg under center. Drops. Wants to throw. Big rush coming. It's an inside screen. Clary has it. He'll have the first down as he gets across the 45. Right side across midfield. And he's cut down inside the 45-yard line of Griswold. Or of Riverside, rather. That will stop the clock with 25 seconds left to play. That's a good play call.
And an injured Bulldog player on the far sideline, too. sitting right along the sideline behind the official. But stops the clock, 25 seconds left. Griswold moves the ball into Riverside territory now. They will have it at the 44-yard line. Good call there. Get the first down, get yourself a little bit closer to territory here where you can have an opportunity now, at least if you're throwing it deep, you have an opportunity to throw it close to the end zone, if not into the end zone. Well, Holden Ogg is also the kicker for Griswold. I'm not sure that they're thinking field goal right now. They only trail, though, by 3 points. As they hope to have an opportunity here to do something here late in this football game. They got the football after the kickoff with just 45 seconds left at their own 35-yard line. And now they're trying to get started moving the ball. That was Tucker Blummel that was shaken up on the play, but he's walking off now here back to the sideline. Clock will remain stopped until the snap of the football, thanks to the player getting out of bounds here. The Griswold will bring it back out, and they'll set up with a two-back set once again. They wait for the play to be whistled live. Officials still kind of looking things over here. Now we're ready to go. Ogg the snap, drops and wants to throw. Big rush coming. He throws. Looked like a screen to Clary again, but this time it was read pretty well by Riverside as a couple of guys stayed home. And that pass is incomplete. Down to 21 seconds to go as once again the clock will stop. And it looked like Brock Bentley might have got a hand on that one to knock it down.
Second down and 10. Ball is on the 44.
Second and 10 here for the Tigers. They line it up again, same formation. Back is Ogg, wants to throw. Here comes the rush. He sets up and fires here. It's caught here on the near side. It's Grant Haynes. He's cut down, though, inside the 35-yard line. That's going to be right close to the stick. They stop the clock with 13 seconds left, and they're going to stop it, and I believe, and bring it out to measure. Now they're going to call it a first down. They say first down, so they're going to move it. In case you're wondering, Holden Ogg is 2 for 3 on field goal tries. 27 yards is his longest, and now the snap and the ball came out.
He dropped it, yeah. He tried to back out too quickly to spike the ball, and it came out of his hands. I think Riverside got it.
Riverside's pointing in their direction, and the officials are still talking about it, and the clock has run out in the meantime. Now the officials blow the whistle. And we're going to have to figure this one out. The official's talking about it, and they're going to say Riverside ball or what? Oh, nope, they're going to say time is out. They're just going to say time is out, and that'll do it. Yeah, the officials were looking around at it, trying to figure it out. In the meantime, nobody signaled to stop the clock, so it just kept running. And Riverside's going to come away with a victory here tonight. It wasn't easy, and it didn't happen early. But in the end, they're able to hold on for a home victory here this evening. Riverside wins it over Griswold, 22-19. We'll take a timeout, and we'll have more for you here from Oakland. Wrapping this one up in just a moment. You're listening to High School Football on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Something for You in Atlantic has pillow pets, fabric, fleece, baby lock sewing machines, unique kitchen gadgets, Watkins products, and more. Stop in and check them out at 421 Chestnut Street in downtown Atlantic. Element 102 Graphic Design in Griswold can design logos, make signs, banners, vehicle lettering, and wraps, posters, motorsports wraps, business cards, shirts, and much more. Call Element 102 Graphic Design, 778-5232, located in between Dusty's and Salon T's on Main Street in Griswold. Pierbolt Chiropractic in Atlantic has over 35 years of continued service with two doctors to fit your needs. They are a complete facility all in one location, open 6 days a week. Call Pierbolt Chiropractic in Atlantic at 712-243-1554.
Jim Peel, Chris Parks back with you here in Oakland tonight, where we've just finished off a thrilling football game. Griswold and Riverside playing one of those games like they used to play here. And it sure turned out good for the home team tonight as Riverside rallies late. They took a lead early and kept fighting off Griswold over and over again before the Tigers took a second-half lead. But in the end, it was Riverside scoring late. And then they hold off the Tigers to win it
by a final of 22-19 here this evening in Oakland. A thrilling football game between these two Class A District 8 rivals here tonight, and one that really kind of changes the playoff picture just a little bit here with this win this evening by Riverside. So a very fun ball game to watch here tonight, and we'll get you some post-game coverage down on the field here tonight as well as Chris is making his way down onto the football field so we can have a little visit here this evening with some of the principals in this contest here tonight. 22-19, your final here this evening as Griswold comes, or rather Riverside on their home field comes away with the victory here this evening. Chris Parks down on the field now here tonight as he's going to visit with one of the stars of our football game here this evening. Let's send it on down to Chris.
Thanks, Jim. Back down now here on the field here with Michael Bertoncini here for the Riverside Bulldogs. Exciting game here tonight. You get a late touchdown catch. How does it feel to come out with a great win here?
It feels great. We knew we could really beat them on the pass because we watched film. No one could really, they couldn't really stop anything. So blocking hard, that's what won us the game, offensive line.
Well, and talk about how tough it was to stay back and forth in this game. There was a lot of hard-fought line-of-scrimmage type of play here tonight. And what did you guys keep telling yourselves throughout the game to keep chugging along in this one?
Coach has a word of the week every week, and it's pride. Last year they rushed for 600 yards on us, and we had like 70. He said pride every week, every day. You know, we played with pride tonight. It was a good thing.
Well, and talk about that last play. You tried to run that a couple other times here tonight. It's just been overthrown a couple of times when you were open, but talk about what went through your mind there as you were wide open turning down the field.
Yeah, Tanner's a great quarterback. We have a battle going on still, middle of late season, but, yeah, he's great. I mean, just luck, I guess. It's pretty nice. I don't know. I'm just kind of speechless.
All right, well, what do you take from this and now move along here as you head toward the rest of the season? You guys have put yourself in good position here.
Yeah, we can't look over anybody, though, so got to keep pushing through. You know, we ride our own destiny now.
Well, congratulations on a great win here tonight. Go have some fun.
Thanks.
All right, that's Michael Bertoncini there, the winning touchdown reception here tonight for the Riverside Bulldogs with 45 seconds left. Jim, we'll toss it back up to you.
All right, very good, and we'll see if we can get some more from Chris down on the field here before the night is concluded here this evening as Riverside comes up with a thrilling 22-19 home victory here this evening over the Griswold Tigers. A good ball game here tonight as they came up with the victory and doing it here on their home field tonight as well as we continue to work through the post-game portion of our broadcast here this evening, Griswold and Riverside here tonight. We'll take a break. Be back with more for you in just a moment. You're listening to High School Football on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Henningsen Processing, featuring the freshest and finest of steaks, chops, luncheon meats, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday from 8 till noon. Henningsen Processing, West 6th Street in Atlantic. Miller Farm Supply in Elliott, your authorized dealer for Dixon riding mowers and Echo outdoor power equipment. Plus, they sell all types of tires and are a Kruger seed dealer. Stop in and see Mark at Miller Farm Supply on Main Street in Elliott. With over 70 years of combined experience, you can trust the work at Exhaust Pros in Audubon. Whether it's exhaust work, tire alignments, brakes, or new tires, stop next door at CarQuest for all of your quality parts and service, located at 513 Market Street in Audubon.
I think they're going to give me a stroke. It's the third one we've won on the final drive, and, you know, the kids played hard. They did a great job. You know, we knew we had to throw in some wrinkles. We're just not quite there yet as far as a full program. But we executed those wrinkles very well tonight, and these kids, I can't say enough about them. They've done a great job.
Well, and you had some great spark right from the get-go here tonight. Opening drive score to get yourself going here early. You ran a couple of different formations and maybe caught them off guard a little bit, and then your team just kept plugging along. It was a tough, hard game. We knew it was going to be a good line of scrimmage type of ball game, and it sure was. Talk about your team's resiliency, keeping going all night long.
You know, and that's what we preach. We preach resiliency. We preach, you know, hard work and finishing plays. And, you know, they did that. You know, we got up, you know, 7, and then, you know, it was 14-13 at half, and they come back and scored. And you know, we didn't drop our heads. You know, we knew we could move the ball. We had a big fumble that could have cost us, but instead we stood up and we fought it off, and then we went ahead and came back the next time and finished the drive. How far we have come since week one is amazing to me.
I mean, talk about that last play. You tried to run that a couple other times tonight with the little seam route, and it had been open. You just hadn't hit it yet. Wide open, and you hit him perfect the last play.
Well, we've been telling, hey, keep putting more air on it and get it across the field. There's nobody there. You know, they run a cover zero. There's nobody there, so get that thing up there. And we ran it out of a different formation, and it was wide open. And, you know, he hit it perfectly, and we caught and ran it in.
Well, not only a great win here tonight, but this puts you in great position now here as you're trying to fight here towards the postseason. Talk about how this is shaping up for your team.
You know, we told them that all week. We said, guys, we're not in if we win, but we put ourselves in the driver's seat to get in there and be a, you know, be a playoff team. And that's what we're shooting for, make playoffs and then see what we can do there, make some noise. You know, we're going to play all these same teams again, you know, and we're excited for that opportunity to match up with somebody else and continue to play.
Well, congratulations on a great win here tonight, Coach, and good luck here down the stretch.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for coverage.
All right, that's Riverside Bulldog head coach Mitch Rice. We'll toss it back up to you in the booth.
All right, very good. Thank you, Chris. Nice job down on the field. That was Mitch Rice, head coach of the Bulldogs, as the Dogs win it here tonight on their home field. As they come away with a big victory here this evening, 22-19, the final score here this evening. We'll take one more break, and we will recap the scoring for you here tonight and finish up our coverage, and we'll move along to baseball here in just a few moments as well. 22-19, Riverside, a winner here at home over Griswold. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Football on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Stop in at Blimpie's in Oakland for your favorite sub on fresh baked bread and pair it with a bowl of soup, salad, or chips and drink for a delicious taste experience. Give one of their pizzas a try with your favorite toppings. Stop in for lunch or supper at Blimpie's in Oakland. Hetrick Auto Sales in Marnie, offering a great selection of used vehicles priced to fit any size pocketbook, as well as a complete rental service. To rent a car or van for a day, week, or month, give Phil or Pat with Hetrick Auto Sales a call today at 781-2210. Anita Supply Center, the place to go for all your home improvement needs in Anita. For all those big or small home improvement projects, visit Anita Supply Center in Anita.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you one more time here from John Reed Field in Oakland tonight, where the home team has come from behind to pick up a victory. 22-19, Riverside defeating Griswold here this evening in a very good, hard-hitting, enjoyable football game. Griswold fans will disagree with us that the losing team always does, but, boy, it was really a fun football game to watch between two teams that are very well-coached and well-schooled, full of good athletes, not afraid to go head-to-head.
Yeah, that's the kind of football you want to watch there. Two teams, a lot of heart, and you could tell that each time one was in a bad situation, the other team would come back and rise up again and just keep fighting back at each other. You know, neither one of them was going to give much ground, and that's what it came down here to at the end here tonight. But a lot of credit there to the Riverside Bulldogs for not hanging their head. Like Coach Rice just said, when they lost that fumble, you could have hanged your head real easily right there at that point in the game. There's only a few minutes left, and you know, call it a day. But the defense stepped up, got them the football right back, and they're able to put themselves in position to win the game. And, boy, you've seen it throughout their scores that we've seen so far this year. They really have made some good progress here with this Riverside team, and it's really showing.
Hey, for anybody who listens to who's going to win, early in the season, none of us really had high thoughts about the Riverside Bulldogs. We weren't sure what was going to happen with them, and not a whole lot of us were picking them early in the season.
That might change here pretty quick
because they've gone out and they've beaten. This is a very good Griswold football team that they beat here tonight. This is a Griswold football team that has a quarterback that understands how to get the ball into the right guy's hands. They got three guys who run all over the football field. They run hard. They block well. They tackle well on defense. They just play solid football. And they didn't make mistakes tonight. Riverside just went out and beat them tonight.
Yeah. And there's not, you know, until late in the game, there really wouldn't be turnovers to speak of here for either team. It kind of made an impact here down the stretch, but it was just a good hard-fought football game. Riverside really in that first half came out and set the tone with that first score, and then they kind of won the field position battle for a good chunk of that first half, and I think that gave them a ton of confidence heading through the game. And you know, both teams have some great athletes out there and some players that are a lot of fun to watch, and we spoke with one there after the game, and Michael Bertasini, who had a great game. And then it'd be remiss and not to mention Connor Rankin as well, because he had a terrific game defensively. It seemed like he was in on every other tackle. So some guys that really stepped up and made some good plays out there.
You know, it was kind of fun to watch, though, too, is the fact that, you know, the play calling tonight was kind of fun. Both sides, you know. You want to try to do a few wrinkles. You're 7 weeks into the football season. You don't want to just keep doing the same old all the time. But you don't want to put your kids in position to try to make plays that they just can't make because they're plays they haven't worked on very much or what have you. Now, Riverside did pull out a few wrinkles here in the football game tonight, especially early on. But, you know, at the end of the day, these two teams did what they do best. And that's what was really fun to watch. It was kids going out, doing what they do, and then doing it real well down the stretch, and in Riverside's case, pulling out the victory here late in the contest. So, yeah, fun ball game. You've got the rundown there. You want to recap the scoring for us?
Yeah, early on it was Riverside on that opening possession that they had getting their first score. Connor Rankin had a one-yard touchdown run to cap it off with 10:14 left to go in the first quarter, and they hit the PAT for a 7-0 lead. It was later on in the second quarter, 11:45 to go in the quarter, the Grizzled got on the board. Caleb Schaff had a 69-yard touchdown run right out of the gate in the second quarter, and that tied it up with the PAT good at 7-7. And then Riverside struck back, 9:06 to go in the second quarter. Connor Rankin, a 24-yard nifty shifting touchdown run. They got the PAT. It was 14-7. And then Grizzled with a touchdown at 3:12 left to go in the half. Tyler Mobauer, a one-yard run, capped it off. But the PAT was no good, so it kept Riverside with that one-point lead, 14-13, and that's how we went into the halftime break. In the third quarter, Grizzled regained the lead, 4:59 left to go in the quarter. It was Holden Ogg, a 42-yard touchdown pass to Jordan Vetter, and a two-point conversion try was no good, so that kept it at 19-14, keeping it a five-point game. And then down the stretch there, 45 seconds remaining in the game, it was Tanner Ford hooking up with Michael Bertoncini on a 20-yard touchdown pass. And then they had a nice completion for the two-point conversion as well to make it a three-point game. And that was our final as Riverside wins it 22-19 here tonight over the Grizzled Tigers. And just a terrific back-and-forth football game here with teams kind of getting back and in. The scoring shows exactly how it went, too, just punching back at each other.
Well, and here's what's fun about high school football. All the games are final now in this Class A District 8. AHST has beaten East Mills 10-0. And Westwood beat West Monona 37-22. Logan Magnolia 63-0 over Underwood. Now, you want to know what standings look like in this district?
Oh boy.
This is what's fun about high school football. AHST has got themselves a healthy lead. They're 5-0 in district play. Griswold, East Mills, Logan Magnolia, and Riverside, all 3-2. you've got four teams all tied for second place, and one of those teams is not going to make the playoffs. So there you have it. Underwood's 1-4, Westwood 2-3, and then West Monona's still looking for their first district win. So, yeah, 5-0 for AHST, and then four teams tied at 3-2. How much fun are those last two weeks going to be for these ball clubs?
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. And you look at a team like Riverside, who tonight knew this was an important game to, like Coach said, put themselves in a driver's seat at least to get in the postseason. Now they've got a chance still to be second in the district. So just how football can go sometimes in the high school ranks.
Well, and they've got West Monona here at home next week, and then they travel to Sloan to face Westwood in their final game of the regular season. For Griswold, how big is next week's game? They're at home against East Mills, a team that they're tied with at 2-2, so they've got to go back-to-back weeks. In fact, even further than that, they've got to go to Logan Magnolia, who is also sitting at 3-2 right now in district play in their final game. So, yeah, Griswold's schedule gets really, really important now down the stretch. So, yeah, pretty good setup here for a wild finish down the last 2 weeks of this Class A District 8 schedule. A lot of fun here tonight, and we're glad you were along for the ride here this evening. Our next high school football action here on KJAN comes your way next Friday night. Chris and I will be in Harlan at Merrill Field as the Harlan Community Cyclones will play host to the Atlantic Trojans. We're on the air at 6:30 with our pregame show. 7:30 is kickoff next Friday night. We'll have all the action for you here on the radio. Don't forget, tomorrow we've got St. Louis Cardinal Baseball, I believe. 2:12 is the starting time for the broadcast tomorrow. First pitch at about 3:07 tomorrow afternoon. You can hear the Cards and Dodgers, Game 2 of the National League Championship Series. Sunday, Kansas City, they got the Raiders Sunday. That's
yeah.
Right. It's Raider Hater Week.
It is.
Yeah, Kansas City and Oakland at Arrowhead.
Yes.
That'll be a noon kickoff, so you can join us for that. And in just a couple of seconds, we're going to pick up the Cardinal baseball game, Game 1 of the NLCS with the Dodgers here as soon as we finish up here. Again, 22-19, your final tonight. Riverside rallying, come from behind, late win over the Griswold Tigers in a thrilling football game here in Oakland. For Chris Parks, I'm Jim Thiel. Thanks for joining us here tonight. Good night from Oakland.